Folks, it's Rick Barrett. I need you to go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Little Bayou Rosary. Handmade sacred art is making a comeback, and there's no finer example of this art than Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, featuring beautiful rosaries and chaplets all made with love in Southeast Louisiana. To browse the catalog or place a custom order, go to mikechurch.com/rosary. Here's what to listen for this hour. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warns of catastrophic and life-threatening flooding as Hurricane Ian approaches Florida. U.S. Treasury Secretary Yellen touts clean energy tax incentives Joe Biden signed into law. Nobody is doing anything to help us. The mom of five who was mercilessly pummeled by a homeless maniac at a Queens subway station calls out Governor Hochul and Mayor Adams. And a California legal immigrant calls out Governor Gavin Newsom for signing off on a plan allowing undocumented residents to obtain state IDs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warned of a catastrophic and life-threatening flooding as Hurricane Ian strengthened into a mammoth Category 3 storm with the potential of becoming a Category 4 as it worked its way ever closer to the Sunshine State. What we have here is really historic storm surge and flooding potential, DeSantis said, cautioning residents that Ian's impact was now imminent. Officials said they expect the hurricane to gain strength as it moves over the Gulf of Mexico before slamming into Florida in roughly 35 hours with winds whipping at a destructive 125 miles an hour. That was what was reported last night. In some areas, there will be catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surges, DeSantis said. Tampa and St. Petersburg were initially expected to be the most vulnerable to a direct hit, but officials said Tuesday evening the latest projections show the storm may be moving to the right. U.S. Treasury Secretary Yellen is touting clean energy tax incentives that Joe Biden signed into law, our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen touted tax credits and other private sector incentives contained in the Inflation Reduction Act on Tuesday in North Carolina, saying they will help lower energy costs for consumers and greenhouse gas emissions across the U.S. The act, which Joe Biden signed into law in August of 2022, represents the largest climate spending package in U.S. history, with $369 billion earmarked for domestic energy initiatives and to supposedly combat climate change. Yellen said Joe Biden secured over $430 billion to modernize the U.S. energy system. The U.S. energy system is not being modernized. What is happening is that there is an effort to force Americans to change their energy preferences and their energy use, and that is something that does not go down well in the Rust Belt or in states like West Virginia. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
The mom of five who was repeatedly punched by a homeless maniac at a Queens subway station called out Mayor Eric Adams. "Our city needs major help," said Elizabeth Gomes after removing her sunglasses to show her injuries. "I remember hearing that they would have cops posted on platforms, riding the trains, cops down in a subway. Mayor Adams said, especially in the subway," she said. "There was no one. Why no protection there?" she said, referring to her early morning assault on September 20th at the Howard Beach subway station. "Obviously, the government or nobody is doing anything for us," the married mom said in a separate interview with her husband. "When we're out there, we're by ourselves. We're fighting these battles by ourselves. And what they do, they go try to help other countries that have nothing to do with what we're going through in our own place." Gomes, who was asked later by the New York Post to whom she was referring to by "they," she replied, "the mayor, the governor." Our quote of the day, "Satan fears and trembles before humble souls." St. Pio of Petrolcino. And coming up, our saint of the day, he stood for Christian values in the midst of the political intrigues which characterized 10th century Bohemia. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, everyone. Jamie Scott here. For those that might not know me, I'm the director of the Sparrow's Nest here in Athens, Georgia. We're a local nonprofit aimed to help those who are broken, beaten, and abused and stereotyped by the harshness of this world. Our team work alongside many local businesses and community members to provide service to our clients. One of those businesses is Bulldog Kia. Did you know when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia, a portion of your purchase goes to the Sparrow's Nest? You can buy a new car and get the chance to save lives. How cool is that? Head on over to BulldogKia.com to check out their great selection of new Kias. Have you seen the new 2022 Kia Telluride? It's beautiful. You can also visit them in person on Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club. You can learn more about the Sparrow's Nest and additional ways you can give back to our organization by visiting sparrowsnestathens.org. Thank you for your support, and remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Today we remember St. Wenceslaus. He stood for Christian values in the midst of the political intrigues which characterized 10th century Bohemia. He was born in 907 near Prague, the son of the Duke of Bohemia. His saintly grandmother, Ludmilla, raised him and sought to promote him as ruler of Bohemia in place of his mother, who favored the anti-Christian factions. Ludmilla was eventually murdered, but rival Christian forces enabled Wenceslaus to assume leadership of the government. His rule was marked by efforts toward unification with Bohemia, support of the church, and peacemaking negotiations with Germany, a policy which caused him trouble with the anti-Christian opposition. His brother joined in the plotting and in September of 929 attacked Wenceslaus, and in the struggle, he was killed. His death resulted primarily from political upheaval. He was hailed as a martyr, though, for the faith, and his tomb became a pilgrimage shrine. He is hailed as the patron of the Bohemian people and of the former Czechoslovakia. A California resident who emigrated to the United States legally pushed back Tuesday after California Governor Gavin Newsom signed off on a plan allowing undocumented residents to obtain state IDs. Mike Diaz told Fox & Friends First host Charlie Shimkus that the idea is part of a much bigger problem that will incentivize illegal immigration to the U.S. It's a small part of a much bigger agenda that the Democrats have, and the message that liberal Democrats in California are sending is clear, he said. They're saying, look, the border is wide open. Use it. Diaz went on to list the ways illegal immigration is incentivized in America, including free education and relocation to wherever they would like to reside. He said it's clearly not fair to people like him who came to the United States through a legal process and waited years for citizenship. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.